Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, yo, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. We got time, baby. Yeah.
I'm just trying to get about the struggle someday. I'm not sure where they hustle Sunday to Sunday. Too many killers, Lord, I'm sick of all this gunplay. I just want to see my daughter and my son safe. From Boru to BK, they go the dumb way. I pray these lyrics make a difference in them some way. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. More than just music or movements, I write for revolution. Not for the foolish or stupid, I'm here to clear confusion. I'm writing rubrics for shooters to aim at institutions. Politicking with gang members, singing hallelujah. Cause every single day I pray my actions ain't in vain. That I ain't waste my time with change that never ever came. But I stay with it, committed to go and get it. Spit secular street scriptures for my niggas. I pledge allegiance to the black where young is banging, get that crop. My mission to change conditions is scribbled in every sentence. Get all this dope about the hood, stop all the murder by the cops. My vengeance to get street kickers, organize against the system. Much more than popping jiggers and blowing with swishers. Trump got them not just tripping, man. These crackers trying to kill us someday. I just want to see my people free. And I'ma keep on fighting like my ancestors did for me. I'm just trying to get about the struggle someday. I'm not sure where they hustle Sunday to Sunday. Too many killers, Lord, I'm sick of all this gunplay. I just want to see my daughter and my son safe. From Boru to BK, they go the dumb way. I pray these lyrics make a difference in them some way. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. Why you rappers lying by trapping? I write for folk held captive in prison systems and environments where our people trapped in. It ain't nobody coming to say what we gotta do for us. Can't put no trust in them government, they don't give a fuck. Believe in peace, but that don't mean I'm non-violent. Want my paradise on earth. I ain't waiting till I'm dying with the white mist pie in the sky. And so I'm preaching self-reliance. Pull our resources together to make our situation better. And though I may not get that with you, hope my cheering do. Cause I may never see real freedom. We got work to do when it's all said and done. Be remembered as a one who always stood tall, both in action and in song. A man with good intentions, who talked it and still lived him. Who never sold a soul or relied on a gimmick someday. I just want everything better. And I pray my music resonates from now until forever. Like, I'm just trying to get about the struggle someday. I'm not sure where they hustle Sunday to Sunday. Too many killers, Lord, I'm sick of all this gunplay. I just want to see my daughter and my son safe. From Boru to BK, okay, they go the dumb way. I pray these lyrics make a difference in them some way. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take.
My name was Shelby, nice to know that whenever you fought to suffice. None of that fighting was ever in vain, due to the vein of what all that you write. Knew that the game was more than the lights, losing your name is part of the plight. You could remain and call it a life, or you could refrain from falling for hype. I've been away from the part of the life where I'm not ever gonna have to regret. Looked in the mirror, saw what I like, not a facade attached to the rep. Be who I was who I am, became a legend who rapped for the steps. Long as I'm steadily one with the stoop, then I never have to go back to the steps. Win or lose, I've been in shoes, who you listen to, wanna fit into, or at least try to go get into. I'm Sky Davis on the dribble through, and Roger Klotz can't get into him. I'm cooling, me oh my, ghostwriting for who you listen to. It's me giving shows through being my soul music. I'll be inside for heaven and a day. Meaning that even whenever you're gone, I'll be the song you bury, you play. I'll be the songs that step in the way of all that you thought they left you to make. I've been involved with how you evolve, and that be the story my legacy made. Fuck with me.
I'm just trying to get about the struggle someday. I'm matching where they hustle Sunday to Sunday. Too many killers, Lord, I'm sick of all this gunplay. I just want to see my daughter and my son safe. From Born Rude to BK, they go the dumb way. I pray these lyrics make a difference in them some way. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take. I'm just trying to write forever all in one take.
Yo, 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 welcome back. This is Enigma September. You're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard was the song Someday by my man Marcel P. Black featuring Sky Zoo. That project, In Search of the Black Messiah, is available now on, I think, all streaming apps. I know it's not available on Bandcamp. So y'all make sure to check that out. Before I get into the news, I got my man Chad Rhyme in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm saying, if y'all hadn't realized already, so I appreciate you, fam, for being here.
Man, yo, I appreciate you, man. You already
also
know.
Also, too, I got my man Never Will Stop Deuce in the building.
NWS.
You know what I'm saying? Laid back in the cut.
You know what I mean? You always come out and support, man. We always come out and support each other. So, you know what I mean? I just got to say 100 to my homeboy NWS. You feel me?
Word. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all boys' energy and y'all just sticking together. You know what I mean? Speaking of sticking together, you know what I mean? If you listen, especially if you listen to the live broadcast, which is on YouTube, want to announce that my man Marcel P. Black will be in Tallahassee this Saturday at Club 926. Got my brother DJ A to the L will be on the ones and twos. My man Stesty MC,
Lady.
You know what I'm saying, be in the building. Artisan P be in the building. My brother Rothoro be in the building. And my brother and partner in rhyme, JC, will be in the building.
JC, what up?
You know what I mean? Who invited my fat ass to get on stage, you know what I'm saying, spit 16 for y'all. So if y'all want to see fat ass nigga almost lose his breath and die for the sake of hip hop,
Come out.
As a day back, not this Saturday, this Sunday. Let me get that correct. This Sunday. So what's that? The 20th. So October 20th. Now, if you listen to the podcast, it's too late. You messed up. You should listen to the live. Speaking of, and I don't know if this is going to go down still, because we got this storm coming.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We shaking in our boots.
Yeah, man. Walmart crazy right now, man.
Bro.
Walmart is on fire. Nothing.
It's going to be some rain, man. Yo, yeah, gonna, y'all relax.
Y'all, it is Florida.
Y'all going to get all that water. All right, we're gonna be playing. We're playing tropical storms.
We've been through this before.
Right. Well, yo, we got the exposure, you know what I'm saying, the artistic collaboration supposed to be going down October 19th at the Pavilion Monroe from 2 to 10 p.m. Shouts out to Bianca, a girl with style, for putting that together. So if you're interested, you know what I'm saying, you can check that out. Again, if you're watching the live, if you listen to the podcast, it's Monday. You missed out on the weekend. You need to pay more attention. on October 20th, which is a Sunday, got the Cat Fest 4. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Cat family. That'll be going down Railroad Square. So, man, y'all got a lot of stuff to do this weekend, bro. In Tallahassee, man.
City lit, lit this weekend.
It's a little lit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get on it. Now, speaking of being lit, Twitter been lit.
Yeah.
because somebody like to lick me from my head to my toe. Man. You heard, bro? You heard about it?
I don't think I heard about this one.
Man. You hear about this?
Nah, I don't know.
Twitter, Facebook is blowing the hell up. If you're around your girl, if you say two words, Pastor Wilson.
Pastor Wilson.
Look at her face.
Oh, man.
If her face start changing.
Well, a pastor?
You may have to get in that ass. Like, hold up. What you been doing?
Yeah. Like, what Pastor Wilson been in the streets doing, man?
Yo, the internet streets is wilding. Deuce know what it is.
Apparently,
some thotty got a hold of a camera. What do they call it? The pro?
Like GoPro?
GoPro. Mm-hmm. She got a hold of a GoPro, put it on her head while she was getting some head.
Pastor Wilson. Oh, she got that good angle.
Yeah. Real clear.
Real clear. HD.
You can see stretch marks all between them thighs. The thing's super clear.
You can see see tattoos and all. Yeah,
all that. Pastor Wilson was going to town, boy. Lickety lick. Lickety splickety.
Oh, man. We're going to pray for you, Pastor Wilson.
My man eating Thanksgiving. That was like Canadian Thanksgiving. That's what that was. You know what I mean?
We're going to pray for you, Pastor. We're going to pray for you, man.
They said the power of the tongue.
Golly, that's what they're doing now.
He gave a life with the power of that
tongue. So he didn't know that she had the GoPro?
He was into it.
He was into all.
He was into it.
Hey, man.
He was into it. He wasn't concerned.
He was too loose.
Way
man.
Too loose. That thing was swinging like a pendulum. You know what I mean? My man Tom was wagging.
Yeah, man, you know.
like a little dog.
Yeah, he was only supposed to be there for 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? He ain't there for 3-4 hours.
My man was thirsty and hungry, man. Pastor Wilson,
gotta
man.
Gotta do better, Pastor Wilson.
They ain't going to talk about the corn. That's a whole nother thing.
Corn.
You hear about the corn?
Y'all
want to know about the corn. You don't want to know about the corn, dog.
Like corn you eat?
Is it cool? You corn on the cob. So I'm going to say.
Nah, I probably don't want to know about that.
Nah, you don't want to know about that.
But now I'm kind of like, I need to know about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on with the corn?
Man. Y'all know what happened with the cucumber?
Yeah.
This summer? Yeah.
Oh, so they're doing that with the corn now?
Well, the guy had the corn, and he was,
never mind.
Nah, it was a girl. The girl was getting it, and he was using the corn to give it to her. Corn on the cob.
Oh, he just on some real freaky.
Yeah, all y'all, man. Internets.
Hey, man, float your boat, man.
All the internets.
You know what I'm saying? Float your boat. Hey. You
nasty
know?
Asses. Anyway, y'all be like, what the hell's got to do with hip hop? It don't. It's just the internet wilding, man. And I just want to come in.
Look at popcorn the same.
Really, nigga? Yo. Y'all wilding out here. Y'all got to relax. Okay. All right. So, yo, this is special to me, man. Shouts out to Bobby J from Rockaway. You know what I'm saying? Gave me the follow on Twitter. Twitter. I was on Twitter. Somebody posted a top 50, no, top 10 2019 albums. I was curious. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to hiphop, goldenage.com. I was checking that out, and his album was like number 5.
Oh, that's dope.
I didn't know who the hell he was.
That's dope, man.
So yeah, I listened to it.
Bobby J?
Yeah, Bobby J from Rockaway. It was pretty dope. It was really on some 90s hiphop type shit. You got Static Selector doing the beats or whatever.
Okay.
But
his manager
followed me, then he followed me. So I was just like, hey, I'll give him a shout out.
Yeah, man. Motivation, man. Motivation.
Let me get that New York plug. You know what I mean? Speaking of New York, man, this week was the 20th anniversary of Mos Def's Black on Both Sides. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a classic hip hop album. So big up to Mos Def. You know what I mean? For dropping that gem.
Yeah, shout out to Mos Def, man.
Umi say blah blah blah, don't know where. Y'all shut up.
You know, he in my top 10. You feel me?
Well, I give you that. Yeah, he know a lot of people top 10. But I wouldn't be mad at somebody.
I hate that. You know, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's one thing. It get
real crazy with the top five. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't even try to go around
know.
That.
You just got to know. That's all it is at the end of the day. But you just got to know.
Man, he definitely one of my top 10, man.
Yeah, dude, Moses definitely one of the illest, like, to do it, man. Yeah, so yeah. I think if anything, he just, I can't even say he got to, because he been working. Anyway, but he did draw a classic. I say it's a classic, Black on Both Sides. So shouts out to him. Speaking of classic 90s rap, Gangstar is slated to release a new album after like 13 years.
Oh, man. Shout out to Gangstar. November 1st.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Guru.
Guru. I was going to say that. R.P. Yeah, Guru.
So
that'd still be dropping the records, man. You still here, baby.
Word. That's the forever, man. That's what we doing. We make these music. We make this music, you know, these recordings and stuff. Like, we're building a legacy. And
it's good to pay homage to some of the people, man, that you grew up, you know, that got you into this game, man.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So, you know what I mean?
I always used to say, man, I'd rather be Gangstar than MCM. Mm. That was my thing, because I just felt like I always wanted that longevity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they I think, I don't think they never had a platinum. I know they had a gold album. I don't think they ever really been platinum.
I mean, probably within time.
Over time, they went platinum. But I was really just on, but that was my thing. It was just like, I really wanted a steady hip hop career versus like a one blow up.
And then, you know, you're out 2-3 years.
So, let me see. I want to get into Choo Choo series news just yet. We got a little bit. Tyler the Creator, this nigga. Yo, my man's. All right, so my man was getting interviewed by Rick Rubin, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Classic old school, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop producer. You know, made a bunch of classics.
He's the one that made the Jay-Z joint, right?
Yeah, 99 Problems.
99 Problems.
Yeah. So, he interviewing Tyler the Creator, and I guess they get to talking about Eminem. Mm. And Tyler was like, yo, like, you know, so I like M, despite, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit. Of course, M dissed him on the last album.
Got you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
M came at Tyler.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was dissing a lot of people.
He was shooting at everybody. Yeah.
Got you.
But he apologized for it because he, you know, he basically used the F-bomb. He called him a faggot. I said it. Sue me later. David Chappelle. They call him a faggot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That ain't funny. Yeah, it was funny with David Chappelle.
It was funny with David Chappelle said it, but
that called him a faggot. So he called him the F word or whatever, and he went back and apologized. So anyway, so he ended up getting interviewed by Rick Rubin. He's like, yo, Eminem dope. He just picked weak beats. And Rick Rubin produced a lot of Eminem beats. Trolling at his best.
Got you. So
Touche. Tyler the Creator.
I got you, man. Yeah, you know?
All
right. He had to throw a little shot back, man.
Yeah. So and I got to give him props. I mean, he gave him props. He didn't have to. But I think that's part of the trolling anyway, which is like, hey, ain't gonna. Felicia, don't be yelling out Pastor Wilson. I don't appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Pastor Wilson, they on you.
He on you.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, DM's blowing up.
Yeah.
I told y'all, if y'all girl out here yelling Pastor Wilson.
I'm telling you, man, GoPro just went up 20%.
Word. Real freaks know what it is. Anyway. Yeah,
for real.
Yo, so we get a little bit more serious news. I want to get into this a little bit. LeBron James, the NBA in China. Mm. You know what I mean? It was like a little topic or whatever. Apparently, there was a GM over there in Houston. You know what I mean? He was giving props to Hong Kong. And the protests they're having over there.
Mm-hmm.
And China wasn't too happy about it. Because the protests, you know what I'm saying, have to deal with China and Hong Kong and I think Thailand. And it's kind of like, it's almost a situation where Hong Kong is like Puerto Rico to America.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's under, like how Puerto Ricans under American jurisdiction but don't have like all the rights.
All the same, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hong Kong kind of the same. I'm being really simplistic. Matter of fact, if y'all want more information really about this, who gave a really dope description of it, my man Pat on the latest Freedom Train Radio podcast with my girl Shelby and my boy Joe. So y'all go and check that out. He's playing it perfectly. Yeah. But anyway, people came back about a week later and hollered at LeBron about it. And he was kind of like, but he didn't know what he was talking about. He needed to chill out, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought that LeBron was caping for China. Mm. Which China is known for their human rights violations. They had the one child program like in the 90s because of population growth. And they made it to where you can only have one child. And if you had another child, it had to be a boy.
Yeah.
And yeah, there were talks of them forcing women to have abortions.
Abortions.
Like literally snatching them out the crib and forcing them to have abortions.
So they feel like LeBron shouldn't have spoke up.
All right. Well, of course, people know LeBron for speaking up about, you know, civil rights issues here stateside.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt like he should have kept that same energy in regards to China, and they felt like he was being quiet. Felt like the NBA was being quiet because of money, because he had financial interest in China.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And I probably could see that with all this, you know, endorsement deals and stuff. They probably could think that. But,
yeah,
you know.
And that's the thing about it. Like, and the NBA was over there that week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because they were trying to expand over there, because I think I read somewhere where in China – there's more NBA fans in China than there's people in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big market.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And some people are looking at it as China is kind of flexing their muscle to see what they can get away with. My take on it was, I think the assessment with LeBron James was kind of unfair.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did kind of keep it open in regards to if you want to side with Hong Kong, or the protesters in Hong Kong. Can't even say Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Because it's not even the government of Hong Kong that's doing it. There's protesters. That's really their thing is they want to be as sovereign as they can.
Yeah.
Like they already under Chinese rule, but it's like they want to keep as much sovereignty. I ain't saying the word right. They basically want to keep their own shit.
I got you.
And they don't want China to have more power than they already do. I think LeBron thing was the Lakers, I think it was the Nets that were over there or some other team.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready to play. They were already over there. And by Buddy doing that, like, it put them in a messed up situation.
Yeah.
Because you already know, if you know somebody got some killers, they may not be a killer, but you know they got shooters.
Yeah.
And then you go over their crib. Let's say y'all over here, y'all know I got shooters. And before y'all come over here, let's say Jaquan type some bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you, Nick Masil, nigga fat ass nigga faggot.
Yeah.
And I know that's your boy, right? But y'all over here. And y'all like, yo, this nigga got shooters. I may pull up. This nigga may just come at us.
He come at us.
Cause you know what I mean?
I feel
So I think that's where LeBron was coming from.
It kinda put him in a bad
position. In a bad space.
And then he the leader of the team, so he probably felt like he had to be the one to
kind of say something.
Say something.
Versus
somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I think I didn't really get the gist of the story, but I see that he came back and said he doesn't want to talk about it no more.
Right. Because it's one of those things where you really have to know about the situation, kind of like what he said.
Yeah.
Because it's more intricate than what I thought it was. Again, y'all go check out Freedom Train Radio podcast. My man Pat and Joe. Pat gave like a really simplistic, comedic, but really good understanding of what's going down. I'm not gonna get into it because I ain't trying to waste all this time talking about it. But I just think people just jumping too much on LeBron about it. Now, granted, I do think there's corporations that are capping for China.
Mm-hmm.
I think knowing what China has done or is doing, that corporations should tread weary, but honestly, a lot of stuff that China doing, same shit over here.
We
doing the same shit. America hands are not clean. You know what I mean? But
by far,
yeah. We sit here and try to make it seem like we clean, and we not. Speaking of that, One of the topics, or a couple of two topics I want to get into. First, RIP to Representative Elijah Cummings out of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He passed away yesterday. Big loss, not just for Congress, but, you know what I'm saying, for black folks, you know what I'm saying. He was a big voice in Congress and speaking up for, you know what I'm saying, people. I know he spoke up. He's one of the main people in the Flint, Michigan. They was on the water things.
The water thing.
Yeah.
RIP, homie.
Also, too, I'm going to end up doing it, you know what I'm saying, but I already put it out there, man. Y'all stop tying that man legacy with Trump, man. Like, that ain't what all he was about. He did way more than that. So stop doing that shit, straight up. But regardless, you know what I'm saying, respect for his name, his people, condolences to his family, you know what I mean, and everybody out there. But what I want to get into, you know what I'm saying, before we get into the next track, is another senseless police murder, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to mispronounce baby girl name, but y'all y'all know how I do. Yeah. They call her Tay. Was Ata Tiana Jefferson, a young 28-year-old black woman shot and killed through the window of her home by a white cop over in Fort Worth. Apparently, the story is she was playing video games with her nephew.
She heard
some noise. She pulled her strap, you know what I mean, which in America, Second Amendment, you're supposed to be able to do that. And cops was called over by one of the neighbors as a wellness test, you know what I'm saying, an older black man just looking out for a young black lady, you know what I mean. Cops didn't announce themselves. The cops didn't announce themselves. One of the cops just swooping around. Soon as she peeked out the window, he popped her. Now the cop has resigned. He was arrested and charged with murder, released on bail. The bail was paid by the police union. So you already see where that's going, man.
Yeah, I see where that's going.
So murder. Again, like, America hands is not clean, bro. It's not clean at all. So, you know, so as much as we can try to sit here and hope that the likes of LeBron would go and be like, hey, man, trying to get their act together.
Yeah.
Man, we got to get our act together, especially if we going around, you know, trying to tell the world that we the beacon of freedom and liberty. And we can't even be in our household.
Yeah, we far from that, man. We got, you know, we got a lot of situations, a lot of problems, you know, that we got to. We gotta address, man. And this police thing, man. We gotta do something with this police thing, man.
Yeah.
Because it's like you say, man. You're not even safe in your own home. That could have been any one of our, you know, sisters, aunties, you know, grandma, whatever. That could have, you know, your little daughter. That could have been anybody.
Right.
You know, peeping their head through that window. And that's just a tough situation, man. That's just a real tough situation. They're supposed to be here to put, you know, protect the public, man. It's supposed to be here to protect us. And that whole situation, they didn't have that in mind, man.
At all.
You
so, yeah, mean? we got to do better, man. Also, too, man, shouts out to Harrison Barnes, formerly the Dallas, I won't say Dallas Stars. Same hockey, nigga. Dallas Mavericks. I think now he played for Sacramento. But he's going to help pay for the funeral. I think another NFL player.
That's one.
He's going to try to get some money as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to the family and everything.
Yo, so yeah, man, peace and blessings and condolences to the family. Also, too, man, to the man that made the wellness call, you know, because he's mad guilty right now.
Yeah, for real.
He just looking out, and now, you know, he feel like her blood's on his hands.
It's on his hand, you know, you even put him in a crazy predicament, you know? So that whole situation, man, you know, we just pray for your family, baby. You feel me?
Yeah, man, just, man, yeah. So anyway, Ain't finna do deuce like this. Ain't finna get into my man joint on a bad note. So I'm talking about, album of the week. I'm sorry, I think I'm gonna do that as a regular segment.
Gotcha.
Pete one album. Ain't finna get y'all all the albums that dropped. Pete one album. Album I listened to this week, actually today, was Cash Doll. You know what I'm saying? She dropped,
shout out to Cash Doll.
For a debut album, Stack. You know what I mean? I was listening to it. Now, granted, it's kind of funny because y'all see me on here talking about, if I'm talking about female rappers, I'd be like Cardi B, Nicki, Rhapsody, and the Dolls. They're like, the Dolls? Because there's a whole bunch of them, Asian Doll, whatever.
Yeah,
but usually when I talk about the Dolls, Cash Doll is probably one I'm thinking about the most,
really,
for the most part. Pause. Well, I can't say pause because thinking about Cash Doll ain't possible. That's
That's okay.
It's well okay. Yeah, she look all right. Yeah. So that's like Detroit. Listen to the project. It was okay.
Cool.
It was okay. It was cool. It was cool. Nothing crazy. I think the main takeaway I got from it was, honestly, I was thinking why she got signed. And not in the tour, not in like a bad way. She can rap.
Got you.
She's not horrible. She's not Lil Yachty.
Got you.
Apparently gonna be here Sunday.
Okay. Shout out to Lil Yachty.
Like she can rap, but there's nothing like distinctive about her. You know what I'm saying? Like her voice don't come across any one way. Like you hear a City Girl song,
yeah.
You know it's City Girls. It's got at Miami. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You hear what's the girl? Here, Megan Thee Stallion. She got that Houston draw.
Houston real.
Yeah, so yeah. You already know. You know what I'm saying? You hear Nicki, of course. You hear Cardi. She got the Bronx accent. You know what I mean? Even Rhapsody. Like, Rhapsody don't have a strong voice, but she got bars.
Yeah.
So even if even though her voice don't come off like strong as like a Cardi B, but you know she's going to give you bars that you can go back and listen to and be like, all right, she's spitting.
Right.
Cash Doll just... Yeah, like she sound like any and everybody,
she's just out
and nobody at the same time. Like it's just nothing special. She got a few joints on here. I think my favorite joint was this joint called "Paid Bitches."
Okay.
And it was just I'm gonna give y'all a little sample. You know what I'm saying? Podcast land. Like it was just a beat. Like it almost sounds, almost like some like futuristic like Missy type shit, but not like goofy Missy. You know what I mean? She wasn't like goofy with it. Like she's still on some. Of course, the name of the song is "Bad Bitches," so she's still like, yeah, gotcha. I'm getting money, gotcha. whatever. But like, it was just kind of like off, huh? Yeah, like it's dope. No, not that. Yeah, you talking about Lizzo?
Yeah,
Lizzo's straight. Yeah, nah, this joint like it's all. I'm gonna play a little bit of it just to see. Just give y'all a little sample.
Plus I got an appetite, hungry as a foreigner. Step in the room, nobody be ignoring her. See a lot of ass, wanna see a little more of her. But you can't fuck every nigga that you meet. Boo, G for
the
cream,
cash, dog, movie, man.
Preview, coochie, panties,
can't really
Gucci,
hear right now, but hey, man.
That's on me, that's on me, y'all.
Like I got a cheat code, and I'm from the street. Ho, quick to let the heat flow.
Alright, I'll give y'all just a little bit. But yo, like that joint, like the bass line, that's what it is. That bass line hit hard as fuck. But yeah, if y'all wanna check it out, cool. I'm probably gonna go back to it, probably outside of that one song, because the bass line is just like hard as shit. That's all we got. So, but what we are gonna get into is definitely one of my new favorite songs, because this artist is giving a shout out to my school that gave me my degree, that I was on the highest of Seven Hills. So I gotta appreciate it. As a matter of fact, I think he did it just so I can love it. You know what I mean? Think he's slick. So we've been getting to it, man. This is Never Will Stop. Deuce, who is in the building, the track "Fam You" here on the Enigma Self Hour. Fam. You got time, baby.
WS.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
US Never Will Stop. Deuce.
Yeah.
Tell that nigga stop playing with me.
Tell that nigga stop playing. You know that it's never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes unless that bitch go to fan you. Lil' mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I do right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. So you wanna act like you don't know me? Who he is, I don't know him either. To critique everything that I make. You can't tell me my shit, it ain't hot, nigga. Thinking about going investing in something. Watch my money do flips like a gymnast. I don't open my mouth unless it's about the money. I'd rather go straight to the dentist. If you try to get money, I'm with that. It's okay to be different, I get that. I'm never lazy, don't sit back. I got two kids, gotta get that. No, you can't get no picture with me. Gotta work for this dick, it ain't cheap. She bounce up and down like a jackrabbit. I told her, bend over, look back at it. Bitch. You know that it's never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you. And I can't be fucking with snakes unless that bitch go defend you.
La mama, she ain't no beginner. She let me eat that little pussy for dinner. She took a break and I dove right back in her. I ain't no loser, she fuck with a winner. Bitch, I'm never sitting on the bench. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist. Walk in the spot and they notice me. Why I don't sit relaxed? I gotta get the best. These niggas really be capping and don't get no money. They hate cause most of them broke like a cast. I do this all alone, nigga. And I don't need no cosign or silly. Trust, I've been doing me for a minute and I still won't stop until I get the millions. I know I'm that nigga, yeah. And niggas can't tell me I'm not. She told me to come to a crib. She just wanna chill and give me some tops. Watch my moves. She know I'm the truth. She know I don't play. I fuck her all day. Told her, give me bed. You know that this never will stop in it. Pull up on the scene, they know that it's me. I whip that little bitch off the lot with it. I'm with a little freak, keep her back with his pre-roll. You know my cigar got a lot in it. Unravel the game, call it Cantu. Go run up them bands like it's fam you.
Boom, 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 and we are back. That was my man, Never Will Stop Deuce. With Yo, how that line go? He was like, she may be a snake, but I like it because she's a rattler. I can't be fucking with snakes. What'd you say? I can't be fucking with snakes unless she go to fam.
Real quick, fuck. I said, I can't be fucking with snakes. Unless that bitch go to FAMU. She took a break and I dove right back in. I ain't no loser, she fucked with a winner. I'm never sitting on the bitch. Diamond rings all on a nigga fist.
Yeah.
You already know, man. WS, man.
Thank you, baby. Okay, I wasn't saying that the Deuce. You guys don't get it confused. Yo, I'm a goofy nigga. Y'all know this already. Where my joint at? I don't lost my joint. Where my head at? Pause. I'm sitting on my head. Mm-hmm. Quality entertainment. Yeah. All right, so we back, and without further ado, should it be right here. Where my mouth at? Where's my mouth? Yeah. Okay. Without further ado, I am chilling with my man Chad Rhymes in the building. Y'all get Chad Rhymes some props, man.
Yo. What's good? Good.
Yo. Let me take this off. Oh, it's so hot. Yo,
I know it's gonna get hot up in that thing in a minute.
Man, I can't breathe. I'm a fat nigga. All right. Okay. So, I feel bad because I think I told you when we set this up that you was gonna be the first repeat. But then Tarif came and bars.
Come on,
damn. Damn, Tarif.
Tarif, man. Shout out to Tarif, man.
Man.
You
feel me?
Damn, he put in man. That work, homie. You know what I mean? Put in that work, man.
Oh, but yeah, he got it. But I will say, the good thing is that my man Chad is niggas don't look nothing alike. niggas opposites. I started being like just mad skinny niggas, which is a good thing. My ass gonna die. 55. Anyway, but yo, no. Last time my man Chad was on the podcast, he wasn't on the podcast. We just did a phone interview.
Phone interview.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So this is Chad Rhymes' first face to face interview. So shouts out for that. Yep. So. How's it been going, man?
Been going good, man. You know, had a couple bumps and bruises, but for the most part, man, it's been going all right.
I can't tell. You look all right to me. Hey, look, you been doing all right.
Man, you know, takes hard work to, you know, kind of make that look, you know. But,
yeah.
But nah, man, you know, I try to don't let, you know, things, you know, that I go through in my life, you know, kind of take me away from my grind or take me away from, you know, what I got going on, because you know you got a team, you know, people need you, man, you know,
right.
People need you to keep going and keep doing certain things, man. So So, you know, yeah, you know, I think I have a good way of kind of showing, you know.
Okay.
Hiding it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ain't no front. I mean, y'all boys been solid. When I see y'all, you know what I'm saying, pretty much moving in the unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouts out to King O B.
King O B, man. Shout out to my homeboy King O B, man. Yeah. Just kind of got out, you feel me? So he out here putting out, you know, music. He in the studio right now. You feel me?
Word.
I think we going over there tonight, man, to kind of, you know, jump on. Deuce is already on his project. I'm already on his project. He's been working, man. I think since he's been out, man, he's probably done, I think, 15 records, man. 15, 16 records.
I think I'll do it to you, boy.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's no cap. And that's really no cap. You know. And I might be shortchanging him. You know what I'm saying? Less than a week, man.
I think when Kwan was over here, he was telling me he was already writing. He was already listening to beats and stuff. So
he was ready. You know, he came out, had notebook ready. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he's in the studio right now, man. So he might be on 17. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm about to say probably 17, 18.
Be 17, 18 by time.
Oh, man. Shout out to King OB, man. Like, I think Quan told me. Hey, I didn't think I knew. So when Quan told me. No, yeah. I think I came over recorded the joint with Yellow.
Yeah.
I think that's what you told.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm just glad that man out doing his thing, man. If you're watching, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, man. Keep pushing, boy. Straight up.
For real, man.
So I know you've been pushing product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel me, Chad Ron sweat. You think I'm snitching. This nigga just said, nigga, don't say it on the mic, nigga.
Like, what?
What you talking about? The fans watching. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You know, I've been pushing merch.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Been pushing merch, man. Pat Light Papers, man.
Oh,
yeah, Pat Light Papers,
man.
Let me see. You know what I'm saying?
This is the stuff I be trying to tell people, man. Like,
yeah.
Gotta have your merch, man.
Them
streams only gonna pay for so much.
Gotta have your merch, man.
You know what I mean? We'll get the people see.
Yeah, man.
On YouTube, y'all see what it is.
Best premier paper out there, man. Pack Life Papers, man.
Now tell them how did you even come across this idea, bro?
You know, I had this idea for a minute. You know, to be real with you. You know, I think we just kind of, you know, I never really truthfully had the money at the time. And that was pretty much my only, you know, kind of my only delay really with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once I kind of, you know, kind of got the funds up on it and we already had the idea, my partner in crime, you know, Alexia Falzone.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Came into my life, man. She really made that really become true. You know what I mean? So shouts out to her, man. You know, Pack Life Papers really wouldn't be here without her, you know,
word.
100.
All right, and how's the quality? Because I'm not a smoker.
Oh, man, yo, you know, if you, you know,
you
got to
let the people know.
Yo,
I
you
can't
know,
test the product.
You know, man, yo, man, put the raws down, man. Let me throw that out there, man. You know what I mean? Put the raws down, man. Come to the Pack Life. You know what I mean? It's an organic paper. It's a clean paper, man. It's a healthy paper, man.
Word.
And you can taste it, man. If y'all smokers, y'all know what I'm talking about. It doesn't really give you no crazy drawback aftertaste, man. So and it's still you still got that bleach color. You know, a lot of my smokers out there that rock with the organic, a lot of those papers come in the bleach white, and that's what make them burn real quick and real crazy. We still got the bleach, you know, the bleach beige with the organic, just like the raw. And let me take that back with raw, man. Nah, man, go smoke your raws, man. You know, we don't look at them as a competitor. We just look at them as, you know, the people that motivate us to come up with Pack Life Papers.
Word.
So hopefully we can do some business raw. Let's do some business down the line, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Exactly. I'm sitting here. I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about. I don't smoke.
Yeah, you know.
Really, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my smokers, you'll know. You'll know.
Smokers, no. I want to let you flex. I'm like, oh.
And,
okay.
You know, we coming. Right now, we got it on the website, on my website, www.chadrhymes.com. But we actually coming up with a website, www.packlikepapers.com. That would be, it'd probably be here in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Word.
And you can get it online. We shipping all over. And they supposed to be in about 2 or 3 stores in Tallahassee, man. That's a, you know, I keep putting a date on it, but I stopped putting a date on it. I just told myself I'll let y'all know when it actually is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be the one to buy my first pack in the stores, because that's very hard to do, man. And but I got a guy that's going to, you know, take me behind the doors and get us in there. So, yeah. So I say they'll be in the stores, man. I projectly, man, month and a half. Give me about a month and a half. You know what I mean?
A month and a half. Black Friday.
Yeah.
Smoke good. Man. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I know.
Shouts out to Alexia in the building. You know what I mean? The chat room. Chat room wide open.
Yeah, okay, I see her. Okay,
you know what I mean?
Her. I see her. See you, babe. What's up, babe?
Hey, babe. Oh. Chaff gonna punch me in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, say I'm blushing and shit.
Oh!
Yeah, right, I'm blushing. Hey, baby.
She's your queen. You know what I mean? Too, babe.
You know what I'm saying? That's support right there, man. That's that support right there. You know what I mean?
Really, nigga?
I'm coming home, baby.
Hey. Yo. All right, so. Look at Deuce over here singing this. Yo, Deuce, what you try the product? You try the papers?
Yeah, man. They
come over here, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, whispering ass nigga. We got the podcast. Got to know, mama nigga. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The podcast. Got to know. Let the people know.
People know we're gonna squeeze up in here.
Yeah.
Up,
papers A1, man.
Hey.
Keep it G, man. They fiber. Like, smoke them all the time, bro.
All right.
Did a Triller video the other day.
Let me. They ain't got to see my fat ass.
So when I put it out, y'all going to see how slow it burned. I did like 3 different scenes. One paper.
How important is it for it to burn slow?
Very.
Very.
Yeah. You don't want it to go so fast.
Okay.
And it don't burn off at the tip.
Yeah.
And burn your eyes either.
Okay.
Like it's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, like, yeah, I am being educated because I don't know shit.
It's a lot.
Man, we took a lot of time, man, you know, with this paper, man. This paper wasn't no 1-2 week idea, man. We did our homework with it.
Yeah.
We did our research. You know, I went out there to look for the best quality paper. We spent a lot, you know, a little bit extra money to get the best quality paper. We got a good relationship with them. We got orders out there. You know what I mean? So, just, hey, man, stay in the sky, man. Try to pack life. You can hit me up. You can hit Deuce up. You can hit anybody up on the team, man.
Word.
For the papers, because everybody on the team is loaded up with them. So just hit them up, man, and,
get your pack life.
But you can't roll no mid in them.
Ooh, no mid. I know what mid is. No Reggie.
No Reggie.
He put that rule very... He made that rule very strict, man.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, hey, if you got the mid, man, roll that shit up. long as you got the paper.
You're
going to have a headache like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to have a headache.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to, yeah. You know, you're going to need some Advil. You know what I mean? I'm just letting you know.
Leave, nigga. Right, you know what there's Cedrin in this bitch.
It's meant for gas. You know what I mean?
So, it's a Mito.
Yeah.
It's a Mito.
All right. Yo. All right, it's one for the dude, man. We can go ahead and get to these tracks, man, and we're going to find out what Chad got popping with the music in his future. So, what we got? We got Groove.
We got Move Groove.
Move Groove.
Move Groove.
And what was the other joint? Because I don't want
to. Other drum is called In the Lab.
In the Lab. All right. So, Move Groove, In the Lab with my man Chad Rhymes. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time.
Yeah. Hey, this is Too Funky. And we rocking with Chad Rhymes. Space Packer. Can you dig it? Tonight, man, we got that Move Groove. Let's go.
Tell me why you move like that. Tell me why you move like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you groove like that. I like the way you groove like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, man, you look so good. Man, you know that I wanna hold that.
Wanna hold that.
Yeah, with the booty so fat. Girl, just gon' bring it back.
Just gon' bring it back.
Tell me why you move like that. Tell me why you move like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you groove like that. I like the way you groove like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
man, you look so good, man, you know that I wanna hold that. Yeah, with the booty so fat, girl, just gon' bring it back, just gon' bring it back.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Just gon' bring it back. Yeah.
And give me a drink. Yeah. Give me a drink.
Yeah. Just gon' bring it back. Yeah.
Come on, go. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Just gon' bring it back.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Man, I'm feeling so good. I'm finna just roll another wood. I'm reppin' 3-5-2. Cause you know, man, I gotta rep my hood. Yeah. I got my dogs in the building. And you know, man, tonight, man, we sliding. Man, the girls looking good. So good, man, they looking like they gliding.
Yeah.
Man, we feeling so right, just like it's Friday night.
Yeah,
we ain't going nowhere till we see the sunlight.
Yeah, yeah.
Got your hands on the hips, gon'
do what you do.
See you shaking over there, gon' move to this groove, gon' just move. Tell me why you move like that. Tell me why you move like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you groove like that. I like the way you groove like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, man, you look so good, man. You know that I wanna hold that.
Wanna hold that.
With the booty so fat, girl, just gon' bring it back.
Just gon' bring it back.
Tell me why you move like that. Tell me why you move like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you groove like that. I like the way you groove like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, man, you look so good, man. You know that I wanna hold that.
Wanna hold that.
Yeah, with the booty so fat, girl, just gon' bring it back. Just gon' bring it back.
Yeah, come yeah. On. Yeah. Come
just
on.
Gon' bring it back.
Yeah,
yeah.
And even a drink. Yeah, give me a drink.
Yeah. Just gon' bring it back. Yeah,
come on, come. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just gon' bring it back.
Yeah.
Lost my old girl this year, man. I'm looking in the ceiling, man. It's telling me I gotta get it. I'm looking at my niggas in their face every day. When it comes to the bag, man, I gotta spit it. When the opportunities hit me, hell yeah, right now, man. You know, man, a nigga with it. Yo, Rhymes, what you doing? What you think a nigga doing this year, man? You know, man, I'm getting digits.
Woo, 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 woo.
I finna grab my girl, man, a new bag. Mercedes, hell yeah, with the new tag. But it's crazy, cause I'm thinking about a new jack. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm grabbing shit that I never had. Man, I get the hustle, man, from my dad. Where you been now? Just hopped out the lab. Yeah, I'm back up on the scene. Yeah, money, man, is hopping up my jeans. Yeah, man, I finally got my own papers. Nah, nigga, man, I'm thinking, man, I need my own green. Lately, everything been crazy, but I find out everything ain't all what it seems. Yeah, what a nigga been through. Man, I probably wouldn't made it if I didn't have my team. Yeah, so I'm finna hit the interstate. Cause you know right now, man, it's time to make it rock. Yeah, when you getting money, man, it's fucked up. When you find out that your family's struggling on the block. See my cousin at the corner store, he said, goddamn Rhymes, nigga, man, you got another drop. Then I threw him by 5 bands. Come on, man, let's go on, make the city get hot.
Woo, 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 woo.
I finna grab my girl, man, a new bag. Mercedes, hell yeah, with the new tag. But it's crazy cause I'm thinking about a new jack. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm grabbing shit that I never had. Man, I get the hustle, man, from my dad. Where you been now? Just hopped out the lab.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. You know what I mean?
Back.
Action. My man Chad Rhymes in the lab.
Yo.
You know what I mean? So, before we get up out of here, bro, as far as the music front, you know what I'm saying? What can we expect from you? You know what I'm saying?
Man, you can expect a lot, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know you said you was working with some stuff with King OB. So
I'm working with some stuff with King OB. I'm working with some stuff with NWS.
Okay.
Working with some stuff with Jaquan.
Word. Who's in Atlanta?
Who's in that? Shouts out to my homeboy.
Word.
Jaquan, man. Big ups to him, man. He made a big move to, he moved to Atlanta, but it was really taking our company Band Geeks to Atlanta. And he plugged us, he got us plugged in with, so many people and versus ourselves knowing so many people in Atlanta.
Right.
So he just took that to another level, with the company Band Geeks, man. So I just want to say, man, shout out to him, man, 100. I got a lot of work with him. Actually, me and Quan and OB finna drop a new record called Top Floor.
Okay.
And I think that's about another 2 or 3 days. We getting the cover art ready for that. Me and Deuce got a video that we shooting next weekend. He got
If y'all know Deuce, man, y'all know Deuce
stay with the video, stay with the visuals, stay with the songs.
With the products.
Word.
He even telling me to kind of be quiet. Because there's a lot of stuff that we don't really want to talk about, man.
Hey, even beep it.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's a lot of things that we kind of. But another thing that I want to say, man, I'm starting this clothing line up, man, called SGT, man.
Word.
Everybody ain't really knew, man. I just recently, you know, I just lost my mother. And,
okay. That's right. Damn, my brother.
You know, so just, you know, truthfully, this music is, you know, is really, you know, has really been my therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It keeps me going, keeps my mind off of that.
Word.
And, my mother initials was SGT.
Okay.
And if y'all can see right now, I don't know if y'all can see in the screen, I got that.
Yeah, already.
But I'm starting the clothing line up, man. SGT, man. And it's gonna stand for success, greatness, and truth.
Right.
So I got that. That's my next, you know, project that we're working on. I kind of brought a couple little things. If I got time to kind of.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Let people know.
Let y'all know. Yeah,
so hey, yo, let's go back to, you know, anybody in podcast land, man. You know what I'm saying? Check out the live so you can see. You know what I'm saying? My man's got
SGT, man.
Word.
We're starting with this off. You know, we got these coming.
That thing clean too. You know what I'm saying? It's a black shirt, red, you know what I'm saying, letters or whatever.
Type hoodie. We're gonna come out with a camo hoodie.
No doubt.
Just give me a little minute on that. We're gonna have the SGT stitching in that, man. I just got the promo hoodies back. You know what I mean? I got like 15 to 20 of these at the crib.
Word.
Holla at Deuce, holla at everybody.
I was about to say, man, Deuce can wear that. I can't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Deuce. Oh, no, I can definitely, you know, just let me know. I definitely got your size. You know what I mean? You know, we're going to have them things up to about 2 or 3X, man.
Nah, trust
me. You know,
me.
So.
I'm dumb jealous.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that thing look.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, skinny niggas can wear anything.
That's what's so beautiful about it. I'm gonna get the success. Yeah, on the back of it, we gonna, you know. So, you know, I just got the promo. You know, I just got the hoodie. You know, prototypes right now. But we got the shirts going, man. We got the shirts up. You know, they ready to go. So just hit me up, man, on the shirts, man. I ain't really came up with no price yet, man. So right now, it's just trying to get that name out. And I just want to throw out this too, man. I'm starting a little. Kind of charity kind of, you know, situation, you know, for my mother. Word. So a lot of those proceeds, man, will go to that, man. So I have a lot of more information to get to y'all with that, man. And I'm going to try to get Frank Mello and his girl to kind of work Mello with me on that. Beat. So let me throw that out there. They don't even know that. I just threw that out there. That's one of those things where we kind of, you know.
Right.
But so, yeah, man. So, yeah, just a lot of merch, man. A lot of music.
Yeah.
You know, the whole team working. The whole team is in the studio. We got shows. We got videos. We working, man. You know, we just working. And we hustling. And
yeah, man. Let me really, dang. Because you said it, and, like, I remember, like, seeing the picture or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, because, granted, and I've dealt with people that have dealt with that loss. It's been particularly my pops, you know what I'm saying? He lost his mom when he was like 12.
Yeah.
And one thing he told me about it was, what he said, he was like, this was years ago. He was 52.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, even 40 years later, that thing still like hit him. You know what I mean?
Man, you know, shit, man.
Nah, you don't want to talk about it, bro. You ain't got to. It's all good, bro.
But
I just want to say, you know what I mean? I got your back, bro.
Appreciate
you know what
it,
I
mean?
And y'all just make sure y'all support my boy. Like you said, he got the Pack Life papers. You know what I mean?
Got the papers, man.
Yeah. We got
them over, make them look. I can make them look. Yeah, but Pack Life papers, man. Holla at me. The best papers out there, man.
We're going to have that information at the bottom, you know what I'm saying, the YouTube joints. Y'all make sure y'all do that. Also, too, my man got the wardrobe. He out here working. So, bruh, I am proud of you, dog.
Appreciate that, man.
You know what I mean?
Before we do go, I just want to say, man, to you, man, appreciate you, man, just being you, bro.
Appreciate you,
you know
man.
What I mean? You a positive dude. My girl was just talking about that a couple days ago, man. Just
thank you.
Yeah, time. Just your vibe, man, your aura, man. You just a real positive dude, man. Yeah. Ever since I met you, you know, you supported me.
Yeah.
And like you said, you put me in another platform for this, man. So I just want to say thank you, bro.
No
you
doubt.
Feel me? 100.
I got you.
Know.
So, man, we're going to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, get up out of here. Appreciate any and everybody. Again, man, if you listen to the podcast, y'all make sure to hit that subscribe button and share, tweet, let people know about the podcast. I was really trying to get the word out, not just about the podcast, but also, too, for this to be a platform for local artists and regional. You ain't got to be here. That's another thing, too. If you ain't from Tallahassee, still holler at me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can play your music, man. Do all the other kind of stuff. But also, too, you know what I'm saying, promoting the podcast is promoting the artists that I have on the podcast. So just don't think, oh, I don't want to support this fat ass old nigga. Like, just think about the artists that I've had on here and knowing that we giving them shine. So those like Chad, those like Never Will Stop Deuce, you know what I mean, just continue to promote them, you know what I'm saying, through this.
Yeah.
Also, too, YouTube, again, hit that subscribe, hit that like, hit that share, you know what I'm saying, RIP. Nipsey Hussle,
yo,
you know what
man.
I mean? West Whoa. Coast, you know what I'm saying?
So it, man. I had to just throw that out there, man.
Yeah, I think that's it. We good.
We Gucci.
Still got an hour? I thought I cut off the... God.
Y'all with us for another hour, goddamn.
Yo, so we're going to get up out of here, man. So appreciate any and everybody. And we done. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.